Bonjour à tous, bienvenue sur Direct en Jeu et bienvenue à notre quatrième épisode hôtelier en Irlande et toujours en anglais pour notre plus grand bonheur. Alors aujourd'hui nous sommes au Ice House, donc la maison de la glace avec, je vais lui donner la possibilité de nous dire son prénom puisque c'est très difficile à prononcer. What's your name?
My name is András.
Ok, András est donc le manager du Ice House. Depuis quelques années maintenant. For how long are you here?
I'm here for 4 months now.
Okay, so very fresh. Yeah. Exactly. And you are from which country?
I'm from Hungary.
Okay, and why did you come here to Ireland?
This is actually the sixth country I live, and eventually me and my husband, we chose Ireland because it's not too warm, so it's not hot.
Sure.
It's green, beautiful, mm-hmm. and people speak English.
Okay.
Which was important, and also because it's in the European Union.
Of course. And in which countries have you been before? You told me Germany, 5 years?
Yes, I lived in Germany for 5.5 years, Malta, 1.5 years, then Oxford in the UK, 3.5 years, and before, because of work, I lived in Baghdad, Iraq, on a U.S. military base for 2 years. And obviously, I was born, raised, and grew up in Hungary.
Okay, and you have always been working in hotel business?
No. At the beginning, I was a soldier for 12 years with the Hungarian army. And actually, I started to work in hospitality when I lived in Oxford in the U.K.
Okay, wonderful. So how is it in the hotel business here in Ireland? Do you feel like that it's different than other countries where you have been working?
The only difference what I can see is actually the Irish people themselves. Because I live here in Ireland for 3 years and 4 months now, and what and how I experience Irish people is very positive. Thanks to them, I really feel at home. Regarding to the hotel business, I think there is not a big difference between any other countries because as a hotel business, it's all the same. Guests, then we also have a very nice restaurant. We have people just come to eat. And I have to say, so far, this is the place where I like to work the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how amazing the stuff is, and it's very rare, let's say, that without having to argue with staff members, everybody knows what they have to do, and they do it, and they do their best all the time here at the mm-hmm. Ice House.
I imagine. For now, well, we are here for a few days, and Irish people are adorable and very positive, and everything is very good, all what we discovered yet. Absolutely. So tell us about the Ice House. Why is it called Ice House?
So the hotel's name came from the time when the main building of the hotel, where we have now four heritage rooms, functioned as an ice house. So the fishermen caught the fish, the salmon mostly, from the river, what is just behind the hotel. And this building functioned as the ice house. So they kept the ice here, and then they kept the fish here for a few hours, or maybe for one day or so, before they took it to Dublin and all over Ireland.
Mm-hmm. I see. And also you have a big, windows, yeah? So it's a little bit like, we're feeling very like we were in a cube, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And also, the bow windows, when you are in your bath outside, uh-huh. Yeah? In the spa?
Spa, yes.
Yeah, you have this impression, that you are outside.
Yes.
So it's like like ice a little bit, huh? You don't feel the difference between you and the nature surrounding mm. you.
Mm. Yes, that's for sure. So we have 32 rooms, And out of the 32 rooms, 28 rooms have the view to the River Moy. We are on the wide Atlantic Way mm-hmm. of Ireland. And when the building was built, developed, the owners wanted to make sure that every guest will have a breathtaking view from mm-hmm. their bed.
Mm-hmm.
And also the spa is partially outside, meaning the seaweed baths and also the hot tubs are outside on a deck area, which is, if you would walk
it's
down...
It's probably unique, oh, I absolutely. Guess. I haven't absolutely. Seen it before.
Absolutely. You should. Definitely should, yes. And also our beautiful... one of our relaxation rooms also have 360 views.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Okay, I will see it later,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Well. And what about your gastronomy, so what we eat at your place? How could you define it? Have you... got something special in the cuisine that you propose?
So our head chef Anthony, he's here for 11 years now, and I can tell you that his taste of food is very good.
Mm-hmm. From which country is he?
Anthony is Irish.
Okay.
Is mm-hmm. Irish, and we have many fish.
Mm-hmm.
And fish-related food.
So fish here from the river?
Not from the river, but we always make sure
mm-hmm.
that we always get the food from sources just around mm-hmm. this
Absolutely.
Area to
mm-hmm.
support the smaller businesses.
Sure. Okay, wonderful.
So you can find really different kind of food. Seafood, we have obviously, we have Irish beef, what I find taste-wise and texture-wise the best,
mm-hmm.
so far what I had.
So the Irish beef is very good.
Yes, absolutely. And
like the lamb.
Yes, also. And what I also like is that I can see with my own eyes every single day when I come to work or I drive around Ireland that the cows are kept amazing. They are outside through their whole life. They enjoy the sun, they enjoy the fresh green grass, they are happy.
Mm-hmm.
They are
sure,
really
sure.
happy.
That's very good. Okay. What else? Last question. Let me think. Yes. When people come here, is it because they do like a round trip of Ireland, or do they come specially here for this region, Mayo
mm-hmm.
region?
Mayo.
Okay. And mostly what do you suggest to your guest to see around?
So one of the reasons why our guests come here is because of our reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a 4-star hotel, but many guests really says that we give them 5-star
mm-hmm.
experience.
Okay.
The staff, the rooms, the food, the spa. Many people comes because of the spa also.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
You have some clients that come just for the spa?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Either from around
mm-hmm.
or they just come here for a weekend
okay.
or for a week because of the spa. And also we have many guests from abroad, mostly from the US.
Okay.
And Germany, France,
uh-huh.
so from all around the world, our name as the Ice House Hotel is really
attracting.
I can
also.
say big, yes.
Yeah. Your reputation. Yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
About 20 minutes drive from here, there is for me Ireland's one of the most beautiful beach in Enniscrone.
Mm.
You can also, about an hour drive, you can go to hike,
mm-hmm.
you can go to Sligo. So it's a really nice part if you would like to enjoy nature
mm-hmm.
or history.
Okay. And the biggest city, which is it?
around here is Ballina.
Ballina.
This one area now. Who I don't know the population. I don't live here.
I will check it. Okay. Very nice. Well, thank you so much. And we will enjoy tonight the dinner, and I'm sure it will be very, very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.